www.ReverendRoy.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner in the wings with us now. And Ellen, of course, everybody's talking about the Ukraine and now what's happening to see ultimately these elections supposedly in May. But what's the latest from Washington?
I got news for you. We cannot find the president of Ukraine. He was supposedly hiding in a monastery in his area. Can be found nowhere. They are planning on having elections in 2015, but that's a little less than, I think it's December 2015, somewhere around there. It's January 2015. It's about 10 months away. And who's going to run the interim government? Who knows? Who knows whether it's really the conservatives that have enough power? Who knows? And we don't know whether it's going to lean towards the European Union or Russia or. It's a mess over there.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Mess is the operative word, and we'll see how it all shakes out. It's scary to see those pictures from last week, though, that's for sure, no question about that. The thing that a lot of people, I'm sure, will kick around here on this show is what's going on, budget, and the president proposing, I guess, the 1% pay raise for federal workers. But I think we kind of knew that, didn't we?
Yes, we did know that. It's not a big raise. The budget is actually out next Monday. It used to be out the first Monday in February, but we keep pushing it back. The president obviously it's out in dribs and drabbles, such as the fact that there's going to be the conventional army is going to be cut back almost 72 to 74 years to pre-World War II levels.
Wow. All right. Moving quickly, turning the corner from what's happening with the budget to gays in Uganda. Is this a big deal?
It's a very big deal. I'll tell you why. As you know, I work in South Sudan, where I'll be next week. Uganda is right to the south. There is Nigeria that also has draconian issues on gay people, as does what's now North Sudan. But that's not terribly surprising since it's an Islamic country. And what happened is this president signed this. Of course, he's not quite elected. He's more of a dictator. And he's very involved with the president of South Sudan. And this does not bode well. The United States and its human rights will probably not fund much of what's going on in Uganda. And it's a very serious problem.
Yeah. And what the reaction will ultimately be, too, will be interesting because there's been certainly plenty written on this.
Well, and what's amazing about that is all of these laws were actually started by people, evangelicals on the right in the United States.
That is interesting. Wow. The other thing is, and this is also something that comes up a lot here on the show, and not surprisingly, is the XL pipeline and what's happening with that. There's no news on this front, right?
Well, there's no news, but as I was talking, the National Association of Broadcasters are in town, and basically what they're saying is, yes, it's moving ahead, but the president is going to look as if he's considering all options, and then at the very last minute, he's going to go for it.
Yeah. I'm sure that you're probably, on a personal side note, very sad that the Olympics has gone, right? You're probably watching a ton of that, right?
I actually love the Olympics. It's the only
you are
thing
kidding.
I watch on television.
No.
I'm obsessed about the Olympics.
Well, then you must have been disappointed in the Americans' performance.
Well, it wasn't as good. But, you know, listen, Russia had the home team advantage. What can I say?
I'm shocked, I have to say. I thought you were throwing a curveball, but no.
And you thought I wasn't going to like the Olympics. I'm obsessed with the Olympics.
I don't
turn on television except every 2 years. And then I watch it every night, no matter what. I get up in the morning and watch it. I am obsessed. You're not?
Of course I am, but I'm watching it.
Why aren't you? Why didn't you go this year?
Are you kidding? The Winter Olympics? The Winter Olympics aren't that exciting. It's the Summer Olympics that would do it more for me than the Winter Olympics.
Well, they're in Brazil, so let's go.
Yeah, let's go to Brazil. Let's do shows from Brazil. That'd be fun.
Let's start planning it now, Miss Kate.
Let's plan it now, now that I know you're obsessed. I love that we found that out.
I could not get tickets to the opening. I flew out to Salt Lake City just to go to the closing ceremony. I'm insane.
I believe it. I believe it. Ellen Ratner, always full of surprises. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. That is funny about Ellen, because she doesn't really watch TV, as you heard her say, and then here she is. Crazy about the Olympics. I guess you just never know, huh? We started off talking about the Ukraine, and of course the Ukraine is pushing for serious coin, begging for dollars, if you will, pleading for it, because Russia is starting to squeeze them out. This is not a surprise. Ukraine's new masters is what they're calling them, urged for some kind of a financial bailout, saying they need $35 billion to stop the default. And of course, Russia doesn't care. I mean, they'll do the smash and grab, or the economic clampdown is a better way to put that. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev challenged really the legitimacy of this interim government by really the parliament is what it is, saying that they just resulted from a mutiny, from an overthrow, from chaos, from what sprung up with machine guns, and said that most government workers quit their jobs, coffers are stone cold empty. And here's the thing, there's not enough money to pay the debt. So they've been limping along. What happens if they get no coin? $35 billion is what they need by the end of the year. So they're begging for dollars. I'm not kidding. Western nations, the International Monetary Fund, they went into a behind-the-closed-door conference to look for donors. In fact, the chief, the IMF chief, Christine Lagarde, said that we're going to help the Ukraine. And the U.S. is saying that, too, financially. Of course we're saying that. We help everyone but ourselves. England, France, and Germany. Because Russia stopped a $15 billion loan that they were going to pump through in December to the previous government. That's part of what catapulted, you know, this whole thing to the position that it is. An EU trade pact right now wouldn't work because of the free trade arrangement with the Moscow-dominated Commonwealth of Independent States. So that's part of the problem. But clearly, the Ukraine will face a massive recession if they aren't bailed out, but that really puts everybody else in a sticky wicket because you don't know who is going to be in charge. It's interesting, too, because the economy was worth $157 billion last year, and they already were struggling with unemployment that was almost at 8%. Sound familiar? And low demand for metal, for engineering things, products that they made before the unrest of the past 3 months. So the currency's in trouble. The uncertainty's there. Ooh, wow. What will happen in the Ukraine? Coming up, odds and ends. What really smarted at the start of the week, we'll let you know. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
I'm fuzzy on the whole good bad thing. What do you mean bad?
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal.
All right, that's bad. Okay. All right, important safety tip. Thanks, Egon.
A little slice from Ghostbusters. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Why are we playing that? You heard Harold Ramis as part of the exchange there. He was the actor, writer, and director of a couple of films. Ghostbusters, Stripes, Groundhog Day, Analyze This. Brilliant comic timing. A lot of people really credit him with some interesting flips in the way comedy was perceived, so much of it was ad-libbed and improvised and whatnot. He was 69 years old. He died. His death, they say, came from complications due to something I'd never heard of before. Autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis, which he had for 4 years. And apparently it's just awful, painful, debilitating. And close friends and family knew that he was dealing with this, and some others, I guess, in the industry knew as well. But what happens is when the immune system, your body's immune system, turns off your network, basically, veins, arteries, so blood vessels get inflamed, and then if they're inflamed, think of what that would do. It would restrict your blood flow, and then in some cases cut it off entirely. It can cause what we sometimes hear with people, aneurysms and internal bleeding, that kind of thing, because they can be leaking, blocked, broken. It causes all those kinds of problems. Anything that you would interrupt the blood supply would hurt organs and et cetera. And, boy, crazy, because this is a condition that affects about 200,000 people in the U.S. But still, your chances are slim, and he had this. It's not that, as I said, 200,000, but the autoimmune system basically shuts down. Terrible. So they've got infections, they say, can lead to it, hepatitis B or C. But for most of the people who get it, you hate hearing this too, right? This vasculitis, they don't know the cause. They're just trying to do a bunch of research, and they've got treatments that they try, steroids, chemotherapy kind of things, but they still are so far behind when it comes to a cure, of course, when it comes to much related to this thing. But it's, as I said, described as incredibly painful and incredibly debilitating. Sad, sad, sad. So Harold Ramis, dead at the age of 69. Huge story that I bet a lot of you have opinions on. Picture this. The Arizona governor, Jan Brewer, has about 4 days to decide whether to sign this bill that's going to allow businesses in Arizona to deny service for whatever kind of service they offer to customers for religious reasons. Supporters say it allows for freedom of religion. Others say it is discrimination of the sickest variety. Someone said that to me today. The sickest variety. State-sanctioned discrimination. And the business community says, they're saying, a lot of the people in the business community are saying, you know, Chamber of Commerce, etc., the overwhelming polls are saying to say no to the bill, to don't go there. Don't back it because of what it could ultimately cause in Arizona. So there's pressure on all sides of this for what she's going to do. Boy, she gets put in those situations a lot, doesn't she? Every couple of years, as long as she's governor, something's going to happen that's going to put her right there in the middle of the clothespin. So, in all seriousness, it is serious. The bill, some people say the opposite. They say the bill is about preventing discrimination against people who are living out their faith, that they don't feel comfortable with it. And the examples are somebody who's serious Baptist, very religious, own a cake store, and they refuse to do a wedding cake for a gay couple. A scenario like that comes up, for example. That this is what we don't want to do. We don't want to have to do this. And a lot of people point to the case of the New Mexico photographer who was sued for refusing to take wedding pictures of a gay couple. So a lot of this stems off of that. And the photographer also is a small bakery guy, so that's what led to a lot of the controversy. And he stands by it saying, hey, listen, I believe my convictions in the Bible are more important than money, so that's why I didn't want it. I don't care about the money. It's not about that. So with the voters approving a ban on same-sex marriage, now you got the state constitutional, you know, as a state constitutional amendment back in 2008, because it's one of 29 states that forbids that. Now you've got, and remember, federal judges have jumped in. They've struck the bans down in Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia. But, of course, that's under appeal. So there's a lot of tug of war over this. And what is she going to do? I say she's not going to sign. I don't think she's going to sign it. I don't think so. Because she's gonna, with enough pressure from businesses who say, why do we even want this? I think enough of the businesses, even if the people are religious that own the businesses, I think a lot of them are saying, yeah, we don't want to go in this direction. This isn't a good thing because of other challenges that could happen here. So we don't want to do this. And, of course, people who think it's just ridiculous are saying, can we move into the 21st century? Can we do this? Can we move into the 21st century and stop the nonsense? So who knows where it all ends up? Who knows what she ultimately does? Because I think, from what I understand, from somebody in Arizona, it really is kind of hanging in the balance. It could go either way. But the lean is more toward not signing it, because of what it would open up, other challenges, other things that could happen in the name of religion that would ultimately discriminate against other people and take out the whole gay marriage thing or the gay equation just in general. Who else could be affected by the law if they decide to do this? So I think the end of this week is going to be a curiosity in Arizona as to whether or not she signs it. And of course she's no stranger to controversy. I really honestly think she does what she thinks is right. I mean, she weighs the options and talks to all sides of it. And if she's the deciding factor, I think she then eventually just, boom, she pulls the trigger. She makes the hard decision if she has to. So I don't think it's that she can't make the decision. I think it's the idea of what lawyering up could happen again and again and again and again across the board if this were to be punted into law. If it were to be punted into law. So I don't think so. I just don't think that's going to happen. Not so sure. And finally, before we kick it over to the other side, I just have to say, when I hear these stories of these incredible finds, Sierra Leone, well, of course, you know, there you're talking probably diamonds. Somebody found a 153-carat gem. They just found it, right? Not a lot of digging going on to find that, by the way. $6 million, 6.2 to be exact. That's crazy. And it's like probably one of the best diamonds they found, they think, in a decade. It's odd. Sierra Leone is one of the worst countries in the world to go to when you want to talk about the poorest of poor. They've had an awful civil war that lasted well over a decade. And that started that whole thing. Remember the movie Blood Diamond? Well, this truly is a blood diamond. It's unreal, the size of it. It looks like a rock that someone painted almost. But it's a serious diamond. $6 million diamond. Wow. All right, any thoughts on what Jan Brewer should do in Arizona? Is it right to kick that into a law or no? 855-266-5283.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's less than seven for Jan Brewer, and she does have to decide what she's going to do. Is she going to sign it into law or not? And this is in Arizona. I'm going to lead with this one because I know that there's some people that want to chime in. 855-266-5283. We will take the calls or flip me an email at americatonight.net. The idea is the law would allow businesses to say no to customers for a religious reason, which we know this would be have a lot to do with people who are gay, but it could be other things as well, which is why even some businesses say, just forget just focusing on if a gay person, you don't want to serve a gay person. What about anything related to somebody with a different religion? So, we shall see where all of that ends up. I'm not so sure at this point. I think she's caught in this one. I really do. I think she's caught in this one because Tea Party's pushing for it, but she's not pushing for it with the other people in the district that are saying, wow, are you crazy? If you go in this direction, you know what this can lead to? Do we really want to define that? I mean, can't that already happen anyway now? How many people are going to really push the issue if they go in somewhere and somebody doesn't want to serve them? And that was part of that whole thing with the photographer slash cake maker. He had his, you know, his mind made up. And that was it. And then that blew the keg, you know, the keg off of the lid off the top of the keg, so to speak. And the spout just kept on pouring. All right, so we can count, besides those days that Brewer has to decide in Arizona, I saw something on the... I saw something the other day, as far as numbers are concerned, about the, and everything comes back to numbers, doesn't it? I mean, really, it does. I saw something the other day about the Bible actually, since we're going on that religious bent for a second, that the Bible actually stopped two bullets and saved the life of an Ohio bus driver. Isn't that wild? So what it was, is Rick Wagner was driving one of the city buses, the RTA bus it's called. He was making a mechanical fix outside of the bus. He was doing something to it. Three people came up to him, shot him in what was looked like it was some kind of stupid gang initiation thing. This was in Dayton. He was shot twice in the chest at close range. Normally, boom, you're lucky you survived that. But he had a contemporary version of the Bible that was on him at the time that absorbed the bullets that would have killed him. So imagine him telling his story. Yeah, I was carrying my Bible. And it's crazy. He said it's the most wonderful thing ever. Said he heard stories about that happening during the Second World War, and he thought it was nonsense. But now he's completely convinced of it. And the reason they think it was a gang initiation, by the way, is because he overheard one of the people who jumped him saying to the other one, if you want to be all the way in the club, you know, telling him this is what you have to do. If you want to be in the club, you have to do this. Oh, awful. I mean, absolutely awful. All right, so speaking of books, here's a good segue into this. Admiral Nimitz, World War II diaries, been posted online. Man, that would be like a treasure trove of stuff, wouldn't it? I'd be curious to read some of that. He had an operational diary that he kept during the war against Japan. So it's 4,000 pages, including a summary of the situation for everyday war in the Pacific. And the planning staff helped compile it, and there's only one other document that survived like this from the war. So one other one. Can you believe it? And this book is a pretty big deal. It's called the Gray Book. And they call it that because it was for the gray material that's bound by. And I'm curious. I want to read some of this. It's posted because I know I'm going to get some questions about this. If you want to read Nimitz's diary, go to usnwc.edu/graybook. So usnwc.edu/graybook. And I guess the traffic is so heavy, so I'm just going to warn you about this, that it was inaccessible to some people who were jumping on it. It's so cool, too, because, I mean, I'm fascinated by this. The diary started December 7th, 1941, which, of course, was the day of the attack on Pearl Harbor. And the opening line said, the war opened with the attack of Japanese aircraft on Oahu. And then it talks about the locations of the Navy forces in the Pacific. It's just wild. And it goes all the way through August 31st, 1945. And here's the cool thing, too, about this. Declassified, because you've got to be thinking that, right? Got to be thinking about that. It was declassified. I didn't even realize this, and maybe I did, but now it's been so long I forgot it. Declassified in 1972. And the actual book itself is in Washington, at the Naval History and Heritage Command in Washington. So they decided, let's digitize this thing so that people can study it. Scholars, so people that are curious can read it, so we can share it with the world. I mean, it's declassified. Let's have people read this thing. And you got to think about Nimitz and his importance. And he's a guy that, after the war, he was around for a couple of decades, but he died in the mid-60s, I want to say. I'm going to definitely look at it. Hopefully I won't get booted out by the weekend. I'm going to look at some of the diary and come back and tell you some of the cool things that I saw in it. I mean, I think that's fascinating. And only two books like that exist from World War II. Mm. Completely different direction. 50 years ago today, Muhammad Ali beat one of the most feared fighters to put on a pair of boxing gloves. We're talking heavyweights, of course. Sonny Liston. This was 1964. It was in Miami. And now there's stories floating around saying that this Ali Liston fight was actually a rigged fight by the mob. And you think about where this has been placed in history. Sports Illustrated named it the fourth greatest sports moment of the 20th century. Remember when they were doing that? Wow. And it's one of the big moments in the Muhammad Ali story. It was a huge moment for Muhammad Ali. But they have a whole bunch of information that the FBI has, a whole bunch of documents that they released to a writer for the Times, and it talks about it. It talks about the, and we're talking the Washington Times, it talks about the links to organized crime and that there was this evidence that the FBI got that details an interview with a Houston gambler who described discussions specifically about the Clay Liston fight before the first one. And the details were pretty thick. I mean, they really had it down where it made you think, well, how would that, you'd have to be in on this. And supposedly, Liston made over 1 million. Resnick and Liston made over 1 million betting against him on the fight. And they said this is one of the big parts of it, one of the big parts of the story. I don't know, there's something about going after Muhammad Ali. You would think that you really want to dot all those I's and T's if you're going after Ali for that, although some crazy things happen in a heavyweight game certainly then, but that was an iconic fight. I mean, I think I even have it on tape somewhere because I have a whole series of Ali fights. In fact, I'm sure that I have it on tape. So that's a bummer, huh? If that's true, and of course, there's going to be a lot of conspiracy theories flying around that and a lot of conversation, I think, around it. But the proving part will be the much more difficult part. Are you a tattoo person as you listen to me cruising around America somewhere? Do you dig your tattoos? Do you think about them? Do you go? Do you get them fixed up? Do you come up with new ones all the time? There's like a whole art to that now. But there have been a few cases of people having allergic reactions just after getting a tat. A man in England got a reaction. The reaction was pretty delayed. 20 years after he got his tattoo. And he also, by the way, had chemotherapy for blood cancer lymphoma and had just done a bone marrow transplant using his own cells. But his immune system was suppressed, they say, because of the tattoo procedure that he had gotten. Now, how do they know that 20 years later? I might be a little skeptical there. They're talking about the red ink tattoo reactions, and that's, they're pretty documented. But I can't imagine. Wait, two decades later, you can pinpoint it to that? Nah, I'm going to say I'm not buying that. How about you? Hang with us.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Your home, done lost your woman and everything you own. All of every plain mistakes that chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what from you.
Alright, we're skidding to the finish line here for this hour of America Tonight. Got a couple of quick emails in just a few moments ago. This one from Big Al, who says, "Hey, Kate, long time no speaky speak. I promise I will call you sometime soon. Too bad for Jan Brewer, but that's why she gets paid the big bucks to be the governor of Arizona. I say that she is a Tea Party hostage." Yes, you heard me say it. The Tea Party are a bunch of fools. And I think that while initially the intentions were good, the whack jobs have taken hold. And this is another ridiculous thing. Why can't we just leave gay people alone? I think it's men who are homophobic that have the biggest problem of all, and they seem to be the shouters while they are fooling around and acting like they are super, super religious. I am sick of phonies. Love the show. All right. We're talking about Jan Brewer has to decide whether to sign a bill into law that would allow a business to tell somebody for their religious reasons, hey, we're not serving you. And I think a lot of this would be in the service industry. It wouldn't have to be limited to that, because if it was business, it's business. And personally, here's the thing. I mean, if I have a business and somebody comes in and they're obnoxious and they're smashed and I have a bakery or I have a store or whatever, can I refuse them to serve them anyway? Now, somebody would say, well, that's not the same thing. We're being very specific here. But the language, I checked it. The language is kind of vague in the bill, at least the language I saw. They're saying for religious reasons. I think that's the problem. This would set off all kinds of lawsuits, I believe. I do. All right, and then we got one quick one. I'll throw this one in, and this one's from Hare, who says, once again, you bring up the third rail, I've heard you call it. I'll tell you, I think that we are so all about policing each other, we need to back off, Jack. That's what we need to do. Why do we have to have so many cockamamie laws in place? That law makes no sense, Kate. You and I both know it. I think that somebody who owns a business should be able to do what they want to do as far as people coming into the business, whether they're right or wrong about whatever it is. Maybe they just don't feel like serving people someday. Why can't you go with that? Can't they put a close sign on? Can't they say, forget it? You know, we don't want your business. Don't you have the right to decline business? But I do think it's very murky, and I guess this is the problem. From a legal perspective, and I am one. I like that, and I am one. I believe there would be lots of challenges. So if it were to even pass, it would absolutely be challenged. But regardless, and then if it weren't passed, there could certainly be a lot of people that would raise a ruckus, if you will. I don't see it as anything more than another law that would require or would encourage some people toward unnecessary litigation. Your favorite barrister. All right, I like that. Of course, in the United States, we're not calling you barristers. So, yeah, I mean, they're absolutely. Legally, are you kidding? It'd be like a crazy shield. And there would be challenges to it, and there would be of the garden variety. As far as the Tea Party is concerned, hey, the Tea Party is like every other party in America. You got all kinds of people involved in that. You got strange, for sure. Then you got middle-of-the-road people, and you got good, hard-working people that were tired of the nonsense. So they became part of something bigger for less regulations, for more states' rights. Some of that was all part of the whole Tea Party thing. I mean, it's like the Democrats, Republicans, you know, pick your poison. And we can point to all different kinds of people that are jacked up in all of these areas, right? All right, speaking of being jacked up, this is a real call out. And I don't watch her show, so I have no idea if she went back and said something nasty or not. But Alec Baldwin was just, there was some newspaper article I saw, and I think it was coming out of D.C., and anyway, Alec Baldwin, who's never shy from throwing out his opinions, right? They're like open-holed manholes, you know, like they're not covered. You could be walking down the street, boom, and there's just manholes all over him. Some of them are covered and some of them aren't. So Alec Baldwin's decided, yeah, I don't like New York anymore. He's a New Yorker. Because there's too much paparazzi, it's nonsense, and it's crazy. And so as much as I love a lot of things about New York, I can't do this. It's impossible to raise a family with this kind of a career. So he's saying he's thinking about Los Angeles, moving out there, because you'll be behind a gate, you can drive around, nobody bugs you, it's minimal exposure to the public, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, his show didn't last very long on MSNBC, and he's always asked about that now. And he said, he took a few swipes, he said Rachel Maddow was a phony who doesn't have the same passion for the truth off camera that she has on the air. And he went on this rant saying that she actually pushed the cable execs to fire him, that she was part of the reason that he was fired. Yeah. So the unofficial mayor of New York City moving He's moving now after all the things that have happened through the years with Alec Baldwin. Oh, well, California could use the money. You'll have to take his tax dollars out there and spend it on some property or something. That's what I'm thinking. So they'll welcome him, definitely. They can use any heavy hitters that they can get. That's good. They're going to spend some money and get a big house somewhere in California with the drought going on and all the other kinds of things that are happening in California. Could there be a more expensive place, whether you have money, you're in between or whatever it is, than California? I don't think so. So, bye-bye, Alec Baldwin. He heads to the West Coast. But I thought the thing that is significant here is telling you about the swipe at Rachel Maddow, saying that she's not what she thinks she is. He wanted to make sure that he got that out there. I guess she was trying to stamp me out, so I got to come back. I'm like a raging fighter, and nobody fixes my fight. I'm going to come back after her. That's it, period. All right, guys, I'm going to leave you with this one for this hour. A new poll comes out, and this is how we roll here in America Tonight, mixing the hard, soft, right? A new poll comes out that says breakups are harder for men. You think that's true? That women do better in a breakup than men do, according to this new survey. There's a few areas in life where women excel, and this is one area where they excel when the relationship goes south. I think I would agree with that. Having lots of men friends, most of the guys I know already have somebody in the wings, or they're cruising for somebody. And they're trying to find them as this is all going on. But when women unhappy in a relationship are more likely to take quick action than men, they deliberate longer. Of course, the survey comes from England. So I'm going to say British men might be a little bit different than American men. I don't know. What do you think?
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.